Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
You are so assured that at the end of the day, we won. And that's the way the prophetic world is. We won. So when we are engaged in warfare, it's a warfare of words. Warfare of words. You are submitting a proposal. You are speaking over it. You are being interviewed. You are speaking. You are being said, they will get back to you. You are speaking. You start the work. You are still speaking. You went through all the whatever procedure. You are still speaking. While executing the job, you are still speaking. When you collect your check, you are still speaking because greater doors must be open to you. Praise God. So it involves spiritual warfare. What are the basic steps to fulfillment? I'm trying to see if I can get to answer questions tonight. What are the basic steps? If you want to see the prophetic word fulfilled in your life, let's read firstly. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. That's how the prophetic word evolved. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. It says, so we have the prophetic word confirmed. So the prophetic word confirmed, not just for 2020, but for a new decade. Emergence of new businesses. Someone say amen. Amen. Existing businesses enlarged. New ministries born. Divine establishment for God's people. There is strategic placement for you. Developmental project channels are open unto you. Unprecedented favor every day of this year. There are mission people, mission-driven people emerging in the marketplace. There are emergence of worshipers. There is harvest of the heart. Financial stewardship button is being passed. And then we activate generational blessings. So, we have the prophetic word confirmed. If you want to, if you give somebody a check and they're asking you, should I go to the bank now? You know, sometimes you say confirmed because you are so sure. They can't return the check. So, we have a prophetic word. There is a defined path for us. We can see the future. And we can take a walk from where we are with the help of the Holy Spirit, walk into that future. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. And he says, we should do well. As a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Can I have an amen? Amen. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but only men of God spoke as they were moved, inspire, reveal, led by the Holy Spirit. That's what you read in other translations. And I'm sure that you will know if you have really, if you're a student of prophecy, it's not only us who declare this year as a year of divine perfection. So that means it's something boldly written in the Spirit. And so we have it more surely confirmed. And we can walk in the light of it. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm coming to the basic steps. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 24. 1 Thessalonians, he said, rejoice always. That's what you do with the prophetic word. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Can you see? Minister Akin led us a few weeks back on that. In everything, do what? Give thanks. Give thanks. You can't lose your songs. You can't lose, you can't run this year and be tired at any point. You can't, I mean, some people make resolution. That's why it's not resolution, New Year resolution. They've forgotten it. Today is 29 or so. They've forgotten. They've reverted back to status quo. And you know the word status quo is that word, French word. In this mess, in this rot, we find ourselves. And they've returned to that place. No, we can't return. We are this is a good year. I said this is a greater year. You will, I mean, this year, you will never have, I mean, your testimony this year is that I've never had any experience like this in my life. Amen. Praise God. I said, praise God. He said, pray without ceasing, everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do not quench the spirit. I mean, you can quench the spirit. If at any time you are getting tired, that's why I say confession. You are getting tired and say, ah, we don't even know what is happening. We don't know even what is happening. We don't know whether we will make money this year. No, you will make money because the Bible, I mean, always remember Proverbs 6:2. It said you are snared by the words of your mouth and you are taken captive by the word of your mouth. It said, do not despise prophecies. Test all things. How many of us know that God is interested in our lives? That's how to test. God is good. He's good. He wants the best for me. God is not looking for a job, but he wants you to have one. God is not looking for a contract, but he wants you to have one. God doesn't need house rent, but he wants you to be able to afford yours. God doesn't run by dollar, pounds, euro, but he wants you to have in those currencies so that you can do his will effectively. Praise God. As I praise the Lord, so we have to check the limit up. Some people think that it's when my house rent due that I'm praying. That's when God is scratching his head. No. All things are ours in Christ Jesus. Can I have an amen tonight? Amen. So don't despise prophecies. Test all things. But he said, hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. What are those basic steps? I'm just going to repeat again. Number one, live each day in the reality of that word, this prophetic word, these 12 things. Live each day in the reality of it. And how do you live? It's by meditating. Your mind must just be on it. I mean, you are going for that bid. You are saying, it's not, I mean, I'm decreeing because I know that I am a financial, kingdom financial steward. This button has been passed to me, so I must touch it in reality. So this deal must say true. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So you meditate upon it. Someone says you are crazy. Ah, it's an opinion. I don't have energy. I've said it to as many people who are around me. I don't have energy for anything that will drain me this year. I don't. And I don't have energy to explain myself to every dictionary. Because, see, if I'm talking to him, if he's going to be convinced, he will be convinced, isn't it? In fact, as a matter of fact, for you to know, probably immediately I start talking, he will be nodding his head in agreement. But if he's sleeping or he's looking elsewhere, it means that he's not convinced. Or no matter how long I talk, he's not convinced. If I now say at the end of the day, having talked for about 2 hours, I say, Minister, so what I said, and he now says something, what did you say? So it means I've been talking for 2 hours. Meditation. I mean, sometimes you are on the road, and because pressure is much now, it's road rage. You are meditating on good things. Somebody just drive in front of you. Don't be distracted, though. So Satan came to steal the world. 25% of people lost to their prophetic word that way. Another one, they lost it by pressure of life. He said they can't sustain the world. They just endure it for a while. And another one is pressure too. Chokes in the midst of storm. But some embrace it and allow it to settle on good ground. There was distraction, but they still allow you to settle. So he brought forth 30, he brought forth 60, and he brought forth full percentage. And that's the category I want to be. So meditate upon that word. That's what he says in 1 Timothy. He said, give yourself wholly to he, that the evidence of your profiting from the prophetic war may appear to all. I said, this is your year of evidence. So, live each day. Live each day. And maybe one of the things I want to encourage you, because I know that by this weekend, they will withdraw Okada, is that? Tricycle? Huh? And probably, because I don't know we haven't seen the alternative yet. But the truth is that some things you can have a good Bible study, a good assurance in the morning, and then you step out and you wait at the bus stop for, instead of just saying, say this year, as part of my perfection, my car comes. Praise God. I am fully furnished this year. I am fully nourished this year. And you can begin to define it. You know, usually if your attitude is that way, if you still have to journey, you just from nowhere, you know it has happened many times. Maybe a bus will just come and you will enter with what? Ease. You are nodding your head. So you have experienced that kind of thing. I have. And you just see multitude and somebody will just say, where are you going? You say, VI. You say, where are VI? Next street to where you are going. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. So, secondly, daily seek for God's manifest presence. Daily seek for that. I mean, the psalmist says, one thing I have desire. He said, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, and that I may behold his face in his temple. So, daily seek after that God's manifest presence. You need that aroma, and you get it in the place of prayer. You carry that aroma into your everyday business. You are a candidate that will manifest the favor of God. So you carry that aroma into presentation. You carry it out into meetings. You carry it out into the market place. And the atmosphere around your life changes. People are eager to do things with you. Thirdly, and you know that each of these things, they are not things that people will see when you are doing them. But it has something. Number 4 and 3 is that you keep confessing the word. I mean, when you see a tree that is bearing fruit, that is green, do you see the taproot? No. These are like the taproot of your life this year. You keep from confessing the word. As a matter of fact, sometimes you keep confessing. If you are confessing, you'll be saying certain things to yourself. And people around you, if they hear you verbally, they think that something is wrong with you. Something must be wrong with you this year. I said, praise the Lord. I said, this year, something must be wrong with you. Somebody must tell you this year that you are abnormal. Because you are not even normal. Praise God. Did you get that? Do you get that? You must be abnormal. I mean, people must just know that there's something about your life this year. Praise the Lord. And that thing about your life, which is the aroma of heaven, is also contagious. And that's why you will be a witness in the marketplace, declaring Jesus. Keep confessing the word to enforce the reality in your life. So you personalize it. I say to people, I don't even take for granted my promise on Sunday that I pick. I don't take it for granted. And the way I do that is that I keep confessing this all through the week. So I have 52 scriptures. I don't know how you treat yours. Because sometimes I see it on the floor here. It's not just for you to read and then put some away somewhere. No. I treat it as the word of the Lord to me for that week. And I appropriate it. I confess it. Praise the Lord. Because the word of the Lord is supernatural. And through that word, you are framing your own word. Praise the Lord. Fourth thing, keep your joy. Keep your joy. Keep your joy. Challenges is part of life, but keep your joy. Challenges will come. But please treat it as normal. But you are not normal, you are abnormal. Challenges will come. See it as natural. But you are supernatural. You are not natural. Challenges will come. See it as ordinary things that happen to ordinary people around. But you are not ordinary. You are extraordinary. God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Can I have an amen tonight? Amen. You know, the first four are things that you do that no one sees. So the next one, there are the things that you see, that people will see. Number one, diligence and consistency. You have to be diligent in your walk. You have to be willing to go the extra mile. You have to be diligent. The law of focus, you have to be diligent. You have to put the word to work. The next one, patience and perseverance until the word manifests. Don't give up. God will never give up on us. So why do we give up on him? So patience and perseverance. Patience and perseverance. Shortcuts of life can never lead anyone to that place called there. We can see it from the scriptures. The next one, keep walking in love. These are things that you do. The first four, you do, nobody is seeing. Living in the reality, meditating on the world, seeking his presence, nobody sees. Keep confessing the world, nobody may probably see. Keeping your joy, no one may see. But hey, be diligent and consistent, be patient and persevere. Keep walking in love. Why? You recognize that your faith will only work through love. Galatians 5, 6. Faith only work through love. Love for God, love for fellow human beings. Unrestrained love. Abandoned love. This year is not a year to walk in bitterness. It's not a year to walk in unforgiveness. Because those things block our prayer. They impede our prayer. And also the manifestation of the prophetic word. This year is not to feel out of place towards other people. Joseph helped in interpreting other people's dream when his was far from reality. Every good treasure gesture will require love. So God's kind of love is never tired of waiting, but behaves with kindness during waiting period. Next one, remain humble. Because God is going to bring you promotion into your life. Remain humble. Remain humble. Even when you have 30-fold harvest, be humble. Because that 30-fold will grow into 100-fold. Someone needs a good place to say amen. Amen. I understand by Bible story or scholars, they said Joseph's brother bowed down to him 9 years after he became the governor. But the word has gone forth as a teenager. So God's prophetic word will always come to pass. Even when there are delays or things, hey, it's us, it's on our own part. When God declares his word is true from the beginning. I say he has said to you and me, is your year of divine perfection. And that word does not only cover this year, it's for a whole decade. Praise God. Can you see the role of patience and perseverance? This 12th thing is for a whole 10 years. We will not recognize you 5 years from now. We will not recognize you 6-7 years from now. We will not even recognize some people at the end of this year. Because that's the way the prophetic word. And that's how individuals appropriate it to their lives. So he says some 30, some 60, some 100. But whichever way, please be in that 25%. So remain humble, please. And then lastly, walk out the prophetic word. Learn to act. This is the prophetic word. But learn to act on the spoken word. Throw in your bid. Don't say, I will do it tomorrow. And by the time you want to do it tomorrow, the bid has closed. Place a call now to follow up. I still saw them yesterday. Can you see? But please, act on the word. Can you, I mean, people have shared the testimony that sometimes people said no yesterday and they just show up today and they say, where have you been? We've been looking for you. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. I mean, I can't get away from how one of my friends got admission into UNILAC then. In fact, the lecturer, the professor, the previous day said, who are you? Do I know you? I don't want to see you around here anymore. Do I know your parents? Do I know everything? Did have I called? And just ran to this guy. And the guy just went and sat somewhere. I just prayed, Lord, I didn't know anybody, but I know you. The heart of kings. And can you see? The heart of king is in your hand. And all that. So the next day, he just woke up in the morning and he felt that he needed to go to UNILAC. So while he was sitting at the heart block, that's like a bus, is it bus? Buttery, that's what they call all those small shops. The prof was just coming. I said, you? He said, yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Where have you been? I've been looking for you. Oh, yeah, come. And took him to Senate building, to Student Affairs office. I said, this is my candidate. The guy was just looking at the prof. 24 hours before, he said he doesn't want to see him again. And immediately, by the time he was resuming school, the prof has gone for 2 years sabbatical leave. This year, there are people positioned around you. It's just one conversation. It's just one phone call. And it changes the narrative of your life. In the precious name of Jesus. So the prophetic word is true. God, on God's own part, it is a done deal. But we need to appropriate it. We need to appropriate it. A lot of the time, what we do is that when God gives his word, we fold our hands. Because he's a God of miracles. So we do nothing. But hey, we have to cooperate. Humanity has to cooperate with divinity for us to bat miracles. Praise God. There is that aspect of us yielding ourselves. There's that aspect of us yielding to the Holy Spirit. And then we will see the manifestation of his word in our lives.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more.